If this goes real bad, I've got an out. Welcome to Dads Being Dads, episode 378 with your hosts, Randy and Jason. He's Randy, I'm Jason. We're just, hanging out here with my special Valentine. How are you?
Me? Will you be mine?
It's 2014. It's February 14th, 2023.
That's right. Today is Valentine's Day. Why aren't we at some special dinner with our sweethearts?
Because it's expensive and overpriced and, like, such a trap on the day of Valentine's.
So did you do anything today?
What do you mean?
Like, did you do any Valentine's things?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so... I was, this doesn't sound like much, I realize, but you have to understand, like, it was a little more than I've done ever recently in the past. And I was a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Not conflicted, a little bit, convicted, a little convicted, recently about...
I don't know if that's the right word, but yeah, finish.
Yeah, no, I was a little self-challenged, like convicted by just that I should do a little bit more for the holidays. And it's more like my kids don't like I should do something to get my kids involved. Like show.
I feel like this is politically motivated. You're looking for some photo shoot?
No.
It was Valentine's.
No. If anything, it was from church message from.
Oh,
I don't do enough to show my dear wife.
Love that, the ones you're with?
You know, it's just like, I don't do enough to like make her feel like, show my love, express my love for her.
Love is a verb.
And yeah, in a way that would demonstrate to my kids that they should do stuff like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I was, that's,
I was,
what
you
I
know, I was thinking the very same thing lately, and I didn't have to go to church to hear it. Not wrong, but I was actually,
that's good, but
it,
I mean,
sounds, yeah, it sounds strange, but I've been thinking about the very same, like, you know what?
It's not politically motivated though. I'd want to make that, yeah. That's before you go off on your thing. I'm not trying to like win favor with my constituents. That's the most grossest
you do now
political thing that I can't stand. Okay. Everything. Go now. All right. Go ahead.
Everything. All right. Every little thing that you change is now politically motivated.
Yeah. every action, every step I take, every move I make is because
we're going to carry this theme on. It's going to be great.
To win
all
votes.
Those old hit songs. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
I'll be
so,
watching yeah. you.
Okay. So you were saying you didn't have to go to.
Well, I was having the same thought lately. It's, you know, where it's like screaming at your kids to do something isn't going to really motivate them. And instead, you know, you have to kind of demonstrate it, which obviously I could have learned 14 years ago. But some things, you know, we demonstrate and they pick up on. But being more deliberate about it, right? Being like, hey, you know what? Contrived holiday, fine. So maybe tomorrow... I'm gonna be like, no, it's just Wednesday. I felt like making your breakfast in bed, you know.
I'll do it.
Am I gonna do that? No, I'm not actually gonna do breakfast in bed. But could I do more things to demonstrate, to show, to visualize our love, so that the kids see it? Yeah, you know, more public smoochies, so they go, ew, gross, and they're really thinking like, I could use some of those, right?
Yeah,
Maybe that's. Maybe that's bad because we've had some challenges, right? This is where I start to think about this. I start to see the interactions now where there could potentially be some love interests. Now, I don't want any grandkids, so I don't want to push this too far, right?
Yeah.
But you see the interactions where it's kind of like, ugh, seriously? That was how you?
Oh, you know, I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
You just punched her? Like, yeah. That's... Right? It was just awkward kind of, you know, don't you think you should, I'm trying to think of some good examples without being too embarrassing and too specific, but there's even situations where they're not even sure, right? Do you think you like them? I don't know. Okay. Well, that's fine. I guess that's fine.
Well, how do they even, like, you're even asking them a question I think that's even too specific.
Yeah. maybe.
Like, it's a little, like, do you know what liking them means? Like,
exactly.
You know, they don't even know how to define that. And
yeah, no, that's a good point. And then what is the point? Like, are you, it's, the question is more like, would you like to spend more time with them? Hmm. And I have asked him things like that. Would you like to spend more time with that person? And he's like, yeah, yeah, I would. And I say, okay, well, that's not like, that's not free. You can't just do whatever you want for a while and then be like, you know, 2 months later, let's hang out. Sort of convenient one-way relationship. And that's the piece that I'm struggling with, where you have to give a little, take a little. You have to give a bit. And that means doing things like checking in on them and just thinking about what they're thinking about and what their interests are, and saying, hey, you know, you had a test today. How'd your test go? Are you feeling good about it? You know, maybe that's a bad example. Or you had some kind of sports activity. How did that go? Or what are you doing for a vacation? Or how was dinner? Anything. Just take an interest in their lives, even if you don't feel like it. And that's where sort of the selfishness
comes. But why?
Exactly.
Right? Like, it's...
Why would I do that?
I mean, well, and then you got to kind of like... explain to them, like, doesn't it feel good when somebody takes an interest? So you want to take an interest in somebody so that they take an interest in you and make yourself. No, and that's not, but you just said, like, it's so hard to teach these kids like that kind of,
right.
Like,
you don't, it's like, don't you like it when they ask you about your weekend? Oh yeah. Well, don't you want to kind of share that feeling with them? Let them know that you're interested and you'd like to spend time with them. That's how you let them know. You don't just say stuff like,
yeah,
hey, I want to spend time with you.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's like, the sort of thing, like, that. So back, you know, bring it back, like, that's, so what did I do tonight? We didn't do a lot, but I did actually card for my wife, right? And I bought one for while I was there. I was like, and this is like the gross part of me, and that's like the pragmatic, super boring engineer, like, no.
You're
going to
hate
guy.
Me. You're going to hate me for what I did, but go ahead.
No. I mean, no, it's like, I spent $4.50 on this. I don't even know how much it was. I didn't look.
Yeah.
Because the boring engineer makes enough money where he doesn't have to look at the price of the card, right? He just says, bought a card and then, you know, signed it, gave it to her. And I did write a little, like, I didn't go fill the card with my words, but I did spend a little few minutes to think of something that I would write that was sort of personal.
We basically had the same evening so far. Well, as what
I didn't go, like, I don't want to, some people go overboard and go crazy, and I didn't, but I think my wife's worth it to make a little more effort to show that I'm thinking about her and that I would like to do a little more for her and gratitude
counts.
And to show her, well, yeah, like, well, it's beyond the thought too. Like, I could have, I'm sorry I didn't do all the stuff for you, but like, so yeah, I don't know. So then I bought a card for her from the kids, and I gave them, hey, sign this. And my son, of course, he's like, love Jason. And I'm like, can you like write anything more? Like, just write something more than just like, this, I'm here. And I don't know. He said, yeah, okay. I don't know if he did or not. But, and then I bought her one from the cats. And I was like, go have fun with this, kids. Go like sign it from the cats somehow.
I took a slightly different angle. So
okay.
As I was pedaling home from the office today, I swung into the local the local drugstore, as you do. And, you know, I knew it was going to be a comedy, right? This is going to be the greatest because you're going to go in here.
I did it on the way into work this morning, but go on.
And you have to go to the drug. You have to go to the drugstore, like the CVS, the Costco, or whatever. You can't go into the supermarket where there might be a plus, because the aisle is going to be wiped out.
Yeah.
And so that's, I was totally expecting this and enjoying the spectacle. And sure enough, the Valentine's candy aisle, it was a ghost town. I mean, it was what's the word I'm thinking of? Decimated.
Yeah.
That's the word. And I was kind of laughing the whole time in the aisle looking around. And these random people, I was expecting to see more dudes in there, but this woman came in basically in her pajamas. And I don't know how she was wearing these things in public. She had like leggings on that had hearts on them and stuff. I'm like, oh,
wait a second.
Leggings, very nice.
Wait a second.
What?
Go on. What was she wearing as a shirt?
She was wearing like a jacket. But I think she had like a pajama top on underneath the jacket.
Okay.
Why do you know who it is?
I don't know. I don't think my wife is going. At the end of the day,
I would have noticed if it was your wife.
Okay. Well, if you're just like, she had heart leggings on, and was
I did look at her face at one point. It wasn't just glaring at her leggings.
Okay. Because my daughter,
I know what your wife looks
my
like.
My daughter went to the Minute Clinic like last minute at the Maynard tonight. She got swimmer's ear. Go figure that out.
Ugh.
Yeah. She comes
dump some
tears.
Alcohol in there.
Well, anyways, I want to make sure it wasn't COVID. You're COVID. So then, but I'm like, wait, what? Is this what you wore all day to her? And she's like, no, I was home, like chilling out. And I was like, oh, all right. So then, then you like describing
you went to the Minute Clinic in this? Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I like had to. Anyways, yeah. So
yeah. I mean, I'm not one to talk, but the pajamas in public thing is interesting.
But, yeah, well,
yeah, swimmer's ear. Every time we go swimming, I fill the kids' ears with rubbing alcohol. Basically.
Do you really?
Yeah, my own as well. Every time we rinse our ears out with alcohol because it gets the water out immediately. You don't need like special swimmer's ear medicine. You just dump rubbing alcohol in there. It's the same stuff.
I've never once in my life put rubbing alcohol in my ears, and never once in my life got swimmer's ear. Is it because they didn't get the vaccine?
Some people's ears are shaped differently. It doesn't trap the water and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't need the swimmer's ear vaccine.
But if it ever happens, you get an ear infection, you're done for. You know, you're dead. So,
Oh boy.
So I'm in there. This lady's in her pajamas. I'm laughing at this decimated candy aisle. And then I picked out a bunch of things. And I was like, oh, these are edible.
Yeah.
But what I did not do, and I refused to do because of the reasons you mentioned, I will not buy a card because paying for those cards is insane.
Yeah,
so I went home. And I printed some cards. I sort of scoured the internet and found some that I like, and I printed them.
I love you, but you're not worth the $4 for this card.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's way too much.
I know. It's way too much.
But printing them was more fun anyway. And then I think I wrote some nothing too. I was like, you know, I need to write some special stuff in here. And then I'm like, ugh, I can't. And it's just kind of too corny, too made up. So instead, the thing I did differently, when you got like stuff for your wife from the cats and the kids, I got a Valentine's for my wife and my son and my daughter.
Yeah.
And so each of theirs essentially said the same thing, and they didn't know that until my son gave it away. But, you know, my wife said, you're the greatest wife I've ever had.
Yeah.
Be my Valentine. And my son said, you're the greatest son I've ever had. Will you be my Valentine?
Wait, what?
And my daughter said, you're the greatest daughter I've ever
had.
Oh,
you got them Valentines from... Oh, that's not a bad... I didn't think of that.
I got the kids' Valentines as well, yeah.
Oh, you got them from you towards the kids.
From me.
See, I guess I could have done that. This isn't Mother's Day.
Yeah, they need to be loved as well.
See, now I feel bad.
And I'm going to throw this out there.
I didn't express my love for them. Only express the cats have for my wife.
I know that's a big kick in the nuts, right?
Now I feel bad.
The cats got a Valentine's for your mom, but you get nothing.
Well, you know what? No. See, here's the thing. They did get stuff. Like my wife made it as traditions that she does for them. So that's okay. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
All right. That was a roller coaster.
So your wife loves the kids.
I really wanted to hear you say you got a card that said, Happy Valentine's Day from us. You're the best. And then you had to cross off us and write me in there.
That's actually one of the – I was totally thinking about that as – where I did that was I went downstairs in the basement and got – because I got a whole bunch of different candies in a big heart-shaped box with candies in it, as you do, like chocolates. And so we always have these gift bags laying around from holidays and stuff. So I brought up Christmas. They all have Santa bag. They all say like Merry Christmas on the bag. So I crossed out the Merry Christmas.
Oh, you did. I used a birthday one and I didn't cross it off.
Yeah. And then small funny letters. Happy Valentine's Day.
And yeah, we have a stack of gift bags also. That's a
riot. Cross that out. Right. Merry Christmas again.
That's a riot.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I think, just throwing this out there, not trying to make you feel more bad, but it's good to share on the show, I think.
Yeah.
Despite, in light of and in spite of, I guess, we're always talking about how much I'm screaming at my kids all the time. They're driving me crazy. We make it a point. And it's very important that this happens every morning. We always give them hugs before they leave for school.
Oh, good, yeah.
And not just like little hugs, like long hugs. And I don't know, it's nice. Send them off for the day. Send me off for the day. Get a big hug from my kids. And yeah. If you give them a short little hug, I think it's like they know the difference. I think there's studies around this, right? It's got to be 20 seconds, which is a long time.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I've heard this. Yeah, the 20-second thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that happens. It happens in the morning. Then we kick them out the door, and they walk and bike to school.
Huh. Yeah.
But that was Valentine's Day. And then I ate too much because I'm trying to cut some pounds. Oh, and then my wife gave me some big bag of jelly beans for...
Yeah, we had chocolate fondue after dinner. And I'm like, oh, my wife made pot roast, which is like my favorite meal. So, so that was my Valentine's gift to me, which I guess I should have acknowledged better. Mm. Oh, well.
So much clicking.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Valentine's.
Valentine's put away. I was showing you these things I had on my desk earlier, these little clippy things.
Hang on.
So what?
Do it again.
You can't see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So. This, I don't know why this cracks me up so much, but I mentioned the color printer I have earlier, right? So we have a color laser printer. We finally moved into the future. We have a color laser printer.
Big box, and isn't it?
I don't remember. I don't really look at those prices anymore.
Okay.
And like you said, I can afford a card. I can afford a color printer.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, it was running low on ink. So my wife ordered some ink from Amazon. She's like, I got some replacement ink for this printer. And I don't know if you know about how these things work these days, right? But Canon, you know, HP, I had to look. Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah.
Right? They're notorious for making their money on the ink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And in an effort to maintain their monopoly on this ink supply, they put chips in the ink cartridges. Like, they put these little RFID tags or chips of some kind. Mm-hmm. In the ink cartridge so that you can only put an HP certified ink cartridge in the printer.
Okay.
Right?
I didn't know that, but okay.
You go and you buy this generic ink replacement kit, and it's like super cheap, fits in this printer, and they send you a pair of what is essentially cutters and this funky looking tool, which is like a piece of plastic with a screw on it, to remove the chip. From the old cartridge. Huh. So it's a color printer, so it's a CMYK, right? Cyan, magenta, yellow, khaki. What's the K stand for? Canelo?
I don't know, man. What?
What's K? What's
you keep saying ink, but is it a laser cartridge?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, the powdery stuff, right?
Okay.
But don't you know what the CMYK colors are?
I see, can't come
up,
I can't
oh, K come is the... black. K is black.
No. It was going to be a long time before I got there.
I knew that. Yeah. Cyan, magenta, yellow, and K for black. Okay. Why wouldn't they use B? I don't know. But of course, as the joke goes, right, it's like, well, you're low on cyan, and I'm trying to print black. But so you move the chip over to the new cartridges, and they have this documentation, and it's basically like, you know, it's all in like translated Chinese, so it's hilarious to read. And it just says, it basically says, yeah, move the chip over. And then now just ignore the warning that your printer is low on ink forever because it doesn't really measure the ink level. It just says, hey, this chip has printed this much cyan.
Oh, no way. Really?
So it must be out. Oh. And now the printer is just forever saying it's out of ink.
Huh.
And it's the dumbest thing.
I didn't know that. That's bizarre. Okay.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's come on. Are they? I don't know. I don't like it. And now I have these funny little tools.
And there really is, like, you buy an HP printer, you can only buy HP ink? HP ink?
Well, no, because you just get these tools and you cut the chip out of it.
Well, right, but their plan is that.
Their plan is that you buy HP ink. Yeah. That's their plan. And, you know, you can read into that plan a little further because those cartridges were saying they were out of ink and I replaced one of them. I think I replaced the black one. because we had printed more and it was actually starting to streak on the page. The rest of them say they're out and they're printing fine. They're printing totally fine still, like no problems at all. And it's like, okay, doing the J-Law okay thing. You're not out of ink. You seem to have an infinite supply of ink, but you're trying to make me buy more because this chip is telling me I'm out. I'm not falling for it.
All right. Not falling all for right. it. Well, and how much money are you saving to have to deal with this?
I know. Well, so here's the thing. This is a very good question.
You do realize the irony of being like, I don't care how much the printer costs. I'm just buying exactly. one, but I'm going to skimp on ink. Let me tell you.
Well, this is, I make this joke all the time with my wife, right? So I'm going to change the subject slightly. So she does like carpentry work and she says to me, you know, I have these windows. She does repairs like old windows. I have these windows I've got to repair and I don't know what I'm allowed to do. I need to replace the glass and I don't know if because they're all like historical landmarks, so they have to go through the historic commission as to what they're allowed to change. And she's like, I was contacting my contractor or whatever and he's not getting back to me and I've got to finish these soon and he's supposed to talk to the architect and I haven't heard back. And it's like, well, you just call the architect yourself and bill them for your time. And he's like, yeah, I guess. And she really doesn't want to like bill them for her time. It's her whole thing. She feels bad about billing people for time. Like, listen, you don't do 2 minutes of work without billing them for those minutes at your full rate. You get on the phone, you call the architect, you figure that out, you bill them for your time. Yeah. And then immediately following that whole conversation while I'm lecturing her on how to bill for her time, and I'm like, hey, you know, unless you're coaching soccer or volunteering to run the ski club or, you know.
Yeah.
Any number of these ridiculous things we give away our time for, then it's okay. But if it's
run for political position,
run for political, right? You want to join the school committee? That's for free.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
The funniest thing that I've heard is that the members of the select board, previously known as the
selectmen,
Sounds
dumb now, frankly, to say selectmen. It sounds dumb.
No, you don't say the men of the police board, the men of police, the people
of police.
You don't say
policemen anymore either. You just say police.
I say policeman. There's a fireman. It's a policeman. I don't the man of
firemen. I don't know. What do you say for fire people?
The firefighter. I mean,
firefighters.
It's absurd.
As a politician, you should adjust to these faster. But I think you have a harder time adjusting than most people do.
It's performative garbage. Let's get over it.
Select board in my head. No, now makes more sense. Like, but now when you say select men, I'm like, ugh, that's like oddly sexist. Saying select board makes
it's not.
More sense.
It's okay. We can talk about language. We can break down the derivative of the words. But
men,
while we're on
men.
The subject, no.
Go on.
Well, you can. Why couldn't you have a select woman and a select man? Why couldn't it be that? Why
does it
have
to
be select person or board of select? What? Now you got me all twisted up here.
Select board.
Oh man, it's not even the full title is not select board either. It's something of select board, and that's why it's tripping me up because I can't remember the first half. Anyways, the people that whoever is on the board. Now you got me messed up. Whoever
school committee.
Yeah, there's something no, there's something missing here. Anyway, whoever's on the select board is no. What is it? Yeah, the select board. What the heck? There's something I've now. Anyways, okay, done. Edit all this garbage out. Anybody on the select board makes like $695 a year. Like they pay them $695. Like that's the dumbest thing, right? You can't even buy a laser printer with that.
You can't. You got to buy the cheapo ink.
Right. Old school. No, we shouldn't. I mean, whatever. I should joke about it because it's funny. But
I thought they got paid more than that. But yeah, okay. That makes sense.
No, but it's like it's a nominal. I guess the idea is like maybe they spend that much in their service of
possibly.
Their position.
Yeah.
So, okay. So it's a lot. Maybe it's like gas money back and forth to meetings. Maybe. I don't know.
Whoa.
What?
Someone said that to me the other day and I was so triggered.
What do you mean?
Well, we were paying for soccer and stuff. We were balancing the soccer things. I'm like, oh, you owe this. And these are, you guys are $10 over. Someone, and they're like, just keep it. Use it for gas money. And I was like doing the triggered emoji. Couldn't take it. Use it on
you
gas
do put,
money.
You do have a motor coach that you use to But guessing.
It's funny that that's what people go to immediately, though. Like, why not say grocery money? Everybody eats. Because when you say gas money, it means everybody drives. That's what it means.
Okay. And that's why you said selectmen, because they were all men.
They used to be. Our select board is like all women now.
I know. So is ours. Well, ours is mixed, but. Yeah.
We used to caught me off guard with something. What was I going to say? It had to do with the gas money.
Triggered.
And the. Oh, and that's also why I hate gift cards.
Wait, why? Because you mean gas cards?
Because you're telling me where I should go. Someone gave me a gift card for running the ski club, and it's for like the place near our office that I don't even know where it is. It's like some bar. Like, what is this? Is going to fester? So we have to go there now someday.
Oh no, you have to go out to take your wife out and get a meal that she doesn't have to cook. Oh wait, sexist also? And everything?
Yeah, oh, there was okay. Now we're changing subjects completely.
Wait, is it the corner, the new place with the 99? What's the name of it?
I think so. I don't know.
What the heck is that place called? Yeah, there's a new place.
Tavern.
Yeah. So they're trying to get you to go check out the new place. Good for them.
I appreciate ingrate. The sentiment.
Yeah.
But where I actually feel bad because they spent their money on this gift card that I'll likely lose.
I'll give you that. Like the gift card thing is how much money is lost in gift cards.
Oh, so much.
So much.
It has to be so much.
The West Village Tavern. That's the new place name.
That's the one. That's what it sounds like. I mean, I don't know why cash isn't. You know what?
Cash is great. It's like, I get it. I agree.
Feels
also.
Gross.
It feels gross.
$2 bills are cool. You know?
Oh, here's 10 $2 bills.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, these are a novelty.
Oh, no kidding. That's funny.
Or the dollar coins. Remember they used to get those out of the stamp machines? They don't do that anymore. What happened to the dollar coins? What?
I don't know. A kid had one the other day. I was like picking them again after thing at church, and I was like, somebody left a sweatshirt there and had two coins on it. Had a dollar coin and a 50-cent coin. And I like picked up the coins and put them in my hand, and I had the sweatshirt in the other hand. And the kid was like, oh, that's my sweatshirt. And I gave it to him, and he like his face fell. He like panicked. He's like, I'm like, what's wrong, man? He's like, I had coins. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know what happened to your coins. I teased him, of course. And then I was like, here's your coins.
You
like,
took his coins?
I secured them in my other hand so that they didn't just go like in the pocket of this hoodie, right?
He
panicked a little bit. He's like, where's my, I had coins. And I'm like, here's your coins. Why do you have a dollar coin and a 50 cent coin? Like, where did you get these? This is super uncommon. And he's like, he didn't really have a good answer for me, but. They gave them out as part of the lesson, and I was like, well, what? And then I don't know, whatever.
Makes me think of kids' spending habits and stuff. How much are these things? I went and looked. Oh my goodness, my friend up the street was complaining that his kid drinks these Prime sports drinks.
Oh yeah, that guy's Prime.
Prime by Logan Paul.
But wait,
KSI.
You can't get them. That's the problem. Are you paying? Are you looking?
No, you can get them.
Well, there was a while where you couldn't get them. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Make it.
But they're like, oh, goodness, 12 bottles. Maybe that's why. Walmart sells them. Why is it?
How many's in here?
12 for $48? That doesn't make sense.
No, I can get them from GNC for 12 for $30.
That's so expensive.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. These influencers, this guy's making like a hydration drink, and he's making a fortune off it, I'm sure.
Right. That was my whole point. Like, this guy was complaining about how expensive these things were. Oh, yeah, they're sold out on their website.
Yeah.
A hydration drink is just water. So, PSA for everybody here that's listening. No kid is worth a $4 bottle of energy drink. Just pour them some tap water. If they say they're thirsty,
give them a glass of water and a banana, and you're in the same place.
And bananas are cheap. Bananas are like the best.
If you think about where bananas come from, like they ain't no bananas growing anywhere around here. Like they got to truck those things from, and they come with spiders a lot of times.
Yeah, 12-pack for $30, and then now they're selling for more. Yeah, so they're like $2.50 a bottle, and they are not that big. This is nuts. I want to know now. I want to know what's in them.
17
There's
ounces.
Coconut water. Maybe that's why. There's BC, something for muscle recovery, some B vitamins, electrolytes, which is salt.
Yeah.
I hate this stuff so much. I mean, this is like, this makes me feel so gross where this kind of marketing. Oh, the ice pop flavor. Now we have blue raspberry and orange and tropical punch. It's just, I don't know how you feel good about this. They're basically manufacturing plastic.
It's so trendy too. And then, well, look at the comments. Absolutely love the stuff. Super refreshing. My son loves it. Actually, my son tried it. He had one somewhere. He's like, they taste gross. He's like, oh, that's gross.
Shopping.
It weren't even good, Dad.
I don't know where. He must be ordering them because my neighbor, my kid's friend, my son's friend, has them every time he comes over. He's got one in his hand.
Really?
Yeah. He's a super trendy kid. Ugh. Like he always has like the new shoes on and stuff. Like his shoes are always shiny looking and it's fascinating. I remember that in high school, the trendy things. Do you remember the
Oh, yeah, starter jackets.
Benetton stuff. Yeah, starter Benetton, jackets.
Yeah, that was super popular. Like, that was like upscale. Benetton? Yeah.
It was upscale. Benetton clothing, yeah. And everybody had like the big striped shirts. That still sticks in my mind. I'm
rugby
like,
shirts?
I have to get, yeah, the rugby shirts.
Yeah.
I have to have a shirt with a white collar.
Yeah.
With big, like, three stripes, and that's it. Yeah, rugby shirts.
Imagine playing rugby in that thing, by the way. You know how heavy those shirts were?
That's nuts.
Like, you'd be, like, and this pouring in sweat.
I was talking to my wife this morning about this because my son left the house kind of grouchy, and I couldn't figure out what, and he wouldn't tell us what it was. Like, what's going on, dude? Just tell me. It could have been literally anything. Like, yeah. It could have been one of my hair curls isn't going the right way. Because one morning he did that. Like, one morning he actually said, he was frustrated. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I can't get my hair the way I like it. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean to laugh.
He's like, well, nice hair you
How
got,
you
Dad.
Like? I know. I'm like, dude, I got no hair. What's...
just be happy you have any.
Like, come on. It doesn't fly. Rugby shirts.
Oh, yeah. No, they still make them. And, like, yeah, this is the whole thing.
Yeah, the stripies. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I want to get one.
I know.
Yeah, that brings back memories. I'm going to look so cool. I'm going to be, like, the most popular dad in one of these rugby shirts. And, I feel like a teenager again looking at these. Because there's the stripe, the big stripes where there's, like, five. Then you can get, they're all horizontal. Then you can get creative and do like different size stripes where it's big stripe and then little stripe and then a medium stripe in a different color. It's interesting stuff. Rugby shirts. Man. This is fascinating. Extra. Let's see how much these things are. $37 doll hairs. I don't know, though.
Didn't even look at the price. I have no idea how much that $2,000 laser printer I bought was. 37 bucks for a shirt I'll wear?
That's my point. Is like, for some reason, moving the chip in that ink cartridge is worth it just to like stick it to HP for trying to make me not buy their ink. Like, if they just didn't put the chips in there, I'd be like, well, we got to buy the HP ink because it's probably better. But the fact that they're like,
I know,
forcing it to run out before it's actually out is,
we're making you a thing that will make your experience the best it will possibly be and make your printer work, and we've tested it and everything, it's going to be great. Not getting that. No way.
But it's not,
you can't,
it's like,
tell
it's
me
just, this fake ink works totally fine.
I know, but it is a funny thing. It's a mentality. And I think that we talk about like Logan Paul Prime. It's like the opposite with the printer ink. It's like, are you making me buy this? then in no way am I buying it. You're making it hard to buy this? Absolutely, I want it. Like, you should just make a shortage of that HP ink, and you'd be like, I have to have the HP ink.
A prime drink, I don't get it. I don't get it. I still I keep having flashbacks where he was like, I hate those drinks. They're so expensive. My son drinks, my kids, all of his kids, he's four kids, they drink them all the time. They're like $3 a piece. And
well, why are you buying them?
That's what I'm out of my mouth. I'm like, so stop buying them. Like, do I need to say this? Stop buying them.
Huh. Wow. And
I found some political wear on Walmart. Send you guys.
Nice. Is it a DeSantis 2024 shirt?
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Make Florida great again. Did I told you this? I saw this shirt already. This was years ago. It was like 2 years ago I saw it the first time.
Make Florida.
We were way up in New York, and a 15-year-old kid walks by, and it's a DeSantis 2024. Make Florida great again. And I'm I'm just start chuckling to myself, and nobody there knew who DeSantis was, except my dad did, but my wife and nobody else was like, that shirt's hilarious. And then I was like, wait, I think he's serious. And then I was like,
I think he's serious.
I don't understand. I don't know. Wait, why? What? And then I was just like, I can't, there's a lot to take in right here. This 15-year-old kid is telling me to vote for DeSantis in 4 years. Like, what? I'm telling you, this was before all the Florida don't say gay bill and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways,
man. I don't say I'm googling a lot of things right Why? Tonight. Because I never looked for a lot of reasons.
Wait, now you're gonna look this up? Stuff. The don't say gay bill. You're gonna look this up now? This is not the time for this.
Yeah.
This too much
I didn't know. I didn't know. I have no idea what it says. I'm just going on the title. But did they actually name the bill? Don't say gay. Because they usually give the bills a title like that.
No. Oh, man. I don't even know which party didn't want them. Whoever didn't want the... No. Oh, no. That was sort of the... Okay. No, that was not the title of the bill. That was the proponents of the... Okay. So DeSantis wanted to put a bill in place that was restrictive about what teachers should say in classrooms. The... liberals or progressive or however, whatever bucket you want to put them all in, they said they retitled his bill "Don't Say Gay" so that it sounded worse than it was. Oh well,
in
arguably
K
debatable.
Three. Okay,
yeah, and it was pretty.
Yeah, so this kind of fits right into your wheelhouse too, right? Because it gets kind of blown up where the bill is essentially like don't discuss gender expression until after third grade.
Well, it was like, and don't, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Frank, I'm sort of reading some of it. It's saying it's not age appropriate. And frankly, I'm a little bit on the fence. I don't, because you always throw these examples out about these, like, they find these crazy, crazy teachers that are acting like lunatics. And
It's not that hard to find them, but go on.
It's, because they're sensationalized in media, so it's easy to find them.
Well, okay.
And if I thought, like, oh, boy, is my third grader being exposed to someone saying they're not?
In fair commentary here, these people are putting TikToks of themselves acting in, like, they're promoting their own thing, and then it gets amplified by.
Those are my pronouns.
They want it amplified. They're not, like, trying to hide. That's what I mean. They're extreme cases, but they're, like.
These people.
They make TikToks recording themselves acting in extreme ways so that they will get notified. And then, yeah. I mean, the woman, I don't even know if it was a woman. The person, I'm not trying to misgender. I don't know because I never really actually clicked. The wore the obnoxiously giant breasts in Canada, some Canadian school.
Oh, that one. Yeah. So that's that, your buddy, what's his face?
Who's my buddy. I hate. Oh, yeah. Peterson. 12 rules, baby. Let's go.
I remember him doing a little interview about this and. I thought it was interesting about, well, it wasn't about gender stuff. It was about uniforms, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the classic thing where what's appropriate to wear to work or to school.
Uh-huh.
And okay. We know what's inappropriate. We know that. We know it's inappropriate to wear a thong and no top, right? We know. Wow, that's insane. Why would you do that? It's the same thing with kind of like the gun discussion and escalating things. You know, what's okay to own? Well, of course I can have a handgun to protect my family. Well, why not a shotgun? Oh, yeah, I have one of those too. Okay, why not a machine gun? Yeah, well, definitely we should own machine guns. Why not a bazooka?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, why not a tank? Well, that's crazy. You're insane. Why not nuclear weapons? Are you crazy? Like, when did it change from in the people advocating for the handguns?
Yeah.
When did it shift? Right. And why doesn't everyone understand that line might be different for everyone depending on your perspective?
Yeah.
So, in fact, even for the gun argument, right? I might be like, we have bows, compound bows in the shed right now. So, in a way, I have a weapon. I could use that as a weapon for sure. But we don't have any guns.
What are you saying? How are you feeling? Are you,
I'm saying related to the. To the attire situation, because you made the example of this person with the gender teacher thing with the huge breasts.
Yeah.
That was, for me, that was crossing a line.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
It was definitely crossing a line. I just don't know what the line is, right?
And this is the struggle. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Right.
You're going to struggle with this as a school committee member because... Yeah. No one knows where that line is. Everyone has a different opinion, and you have to somehow make policies.
Yeah.
To define what that line is, and no one will ever agree on that policy. So, this is where Jordan Peterson was talking about.
Except, I kind of school you uniforms. Know it when you see it, though. You know it when you see that. You
that
know
was my
that's
point.
You
know, that wearing a thong to work is not okay.
Yeah.
But as you pull back from that, you like, what about wet newspapers?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right?
What? The wet newspapers was like white see-through leggings. And you could.
Yes.
You were able to tell the color of the woman's underwear underneath the. Yeah.
And we sound like the terrible people for remembering this and calling attention to it.
But we were talking about it in respect of our children at the time.
I've been at other positions in other jobs where we actually had HR talk to a woman in the office who was very large, very large chested.
Really?
Yeah. And she would wear very low cut tops to the office.
No way.
And HR like basically told her to cover up.
Huh.
And at the time, I didn't really know how I felt about it. Like, because I'm like, well, she didn't buy those. They came with her. Like, that's just how she grows.
Well,
but I guess you can still get shirts that don't extend down. Well,
right.
I mean, I'm not wearing a V-neck that goes to my belly button.
Was she doing it on purpose? Like, draw attention to herself? That's sort of where.
How would you ever know?
You see, I think you would know.
No, you can only presume. And
I guess
unless
right.
she tells you, especially, of course I'm doing it for attention.
Yeah. Well,
but who doesn't? I mean, everybody kind of does everything to draw attention to themselves, right? I don't know.
I mean,
even this morning when I'm picking up,
acting, you know,
does this shirt match my shorts? Do I really want to wear the orange or red shirt with the tan shorts or the gray one with the, you know?
All right. To bring it up to like vanity. To bring it to a real thing with our kids, right? Like we have to, in some way, guide our children in a way to teach them to dress appropriately, right?
All right, you got three daughters, and I can tell you this much: just about every girl in school today is wearing a half shirt.
Yeah, just about. Not mine. Now, I don't. I have my kids
a lot of exposed midriffs, right?
I know. I've seen it. I mean, I've gone to, like, you know, my I've seen kids. It's super awkward, right? Like, I'm talking about junior high girls and high school girls.
I don't see them in the school that often. And they, one of them walked home with my son the other day before we went skiing. And so I don't really see them in their school clothes very often. I see them in their soccer clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Different story. And sure enough, you know, and she had like long pants on, looked very nice, was very sort of professional looking outfit. It looked like an office sort of attire.
Yeah.
Except it was a very short shirt. Yeah. except her midsection was exposed. I was like, oh wow, okay. You look good.
Yeah. This is a really weird thing for me in that it's like it's super hard for that age of girl too, because you don't want to be like, you can't, right. they're not doing it. I don't know why they're not doing it to like flaunt anything. Right. And they just want to, fit in, right. They want to like dress like other people are dressing. Right. And then some girls are very well developed and some aren't, right? And it's like, there's a lot. You're showing more than you realize you're showing, right? And I don't know that you know that you're sending messages, or you're putting yourself out. And you may be sending messages that you don't know. You may be sending messages you do know. You may not mean to send these messages. These may be messages that should you be able to send and nobody should be able to receive them. You should be able to wear what you want, right? All these things.
This is like, as parents, we have to relearn all this stuff that every other parent has gone through. And it's really fascinating. And I got to spend more time talking to the parents of older kids just to be like, what'd you do? Because they got a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
And we've already started talking about what happens when they start doing it, right? Not together. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Good gosh.
But how do we educate them?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And what my mind went to, this was the funny part, what my mind went to about those situations,
yeah.
And I totally was picturing my daughter not doing it, but beforehand, basically being very serious in her ways and how she goes about all her projects and she does her painting. And I was picturing, sort of generalizing it to girls, being like, basically, they can get it whenever they want. And it's, you know, essentially, jeez, they're going to dick. It's essentially like the girls will periodically be like, okay, now I want some. And the boys are basically like, I always want some, right? The boys are just going to, and this I think is where the discussion, this is kind of like, it's the argument between which hurts more, you know, giving birth or getting kicked in the nuts kind of thing. We'll never know how to compare the two things because one person can't experience both.
All right.
You could do the whole, which hurts more, kidney stones or giving birth? Because a woman could get both, I guess.
Yeah.
She could tell you. But so we can't really experience a woman's perspective of when they're interested, when they're not, what they want, what they don't, versus a man's perspective, at least for teenagers. And I don't know, I find it interesting. My skewed perspective is that essentially the boys are always after it. And the girls are sort of, yeah, all right. They're very much in control.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you talk about Jordan Peterson. He does there's a lot of that he talks about with this too. It's like, but I don't really care to get into it. But yeah, I don't really care to get into it.
And I guess in terms of it related to the whole, because you were sort of alluding to this in terms of the dress conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the important distinction, is like they're dressing for themselves to fit in with the other girls.
Yeah.
Don't make it about the boys at all. But on the flip side, you have to understand that like the boys are filled to the brim with hormones.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they cannot help themselves. They definitely need to learn to help themselves.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a challenge.
Restrained by help, you mean restrain themselves.
Yeah. They need to restrain themselves.
And yeah.
They need to learn to have some self-control and not go nuts and not say things. Of course. But it's not that simple, right? And I think about this all the time because we get into those arguments. I should be wear whatever I want to school and not be responsible for what a boy thinks or does. And it's like, yeah, of course you should. Of course that should be the case.
Right.
But it's not. Like,
right. And that's the reality. Right. This is really like not where I meant for this conversation to go. I did have another point on this. But like the other thing is like you should be able to – like I should be able to go walk down any street in this country and feel safe, but I'm not, right? I wouldn't.
Well, and worse so for women, as they right. will.
Yeah, even out. Worse.
It's the same women, same sort of problem.
Right. And there's a saying and that's with this. I forget it, but yeah.
Well, it's unfortunate, but it's unfortunate, but
yeah, it's a reality, it's right? And we can't if we don't operate into that reality, it becomes safe. My other point with this, I'm going to try and bring this back around here, is
bring it back.
Like, and not just okay. This is another thing. Like, if you, maybe you want to start shaving your legs or your armpits or like these kind of other grooming things. It's like you don't need to do any of those things, but that's going to be like a socially desirable thing you probably want to do. And that's the most weirdest thing for me to like, which line to cross and be like,
right. The discussion is interesting because if you don't come at it, and actually to go back to the clothing thing really quick, I didn't mean to conclude that to say like, I will forbid my daughter from wearing half shirts because of the way the boys will. I will flat out tell her like, you want to wear those half shirts by all means. Like you look great, but understand
Yeah, right.
The boys are going to be looking at you and they're thinking about one thing. And you can certainly use that to your advantage. Just know that's what they're thinking. Like, you don't want to hear the details about what they're thinking because I don't want to have those words come out of my mouth into your ears, but you can.
I also wouldn't teach them to use it to their advantage, but.
Why not? You know?
Well,
I would. We've been over this.
Because you don't.
I would have so many YouTube channels.
Oh, yeah.
Doing anything. Fixing my printer, moving that chip over.
But to keep moving on to like the grooming stuff, then it's like, I don't know, man. And you don't want to.
Well, we're already into the.
You can easily not address it.
The skin hygiene is a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're already doing that, right? I've got a whole. And that one's tricky alone, not just like leg shaving, but. Okay, well, we have to now. You got to understand that you have like a teenager's face, so
yeah.
Not only do you have to wash it, but you have to wash it in a very specific way, and then like moisturize it. And I'm reading all this stuff because my wife doesn't do this stuff, so I'm like helping my daughter go through. She helped her, and shouldn't say she didn't, but we both did. And so that's interesting, and it's already getting there because on the one hand, you could be like. Yeah, do whatever you want. And then you should get all kinds of, your face will break out and you could be like, oh, you still look great. But no, you don't look great. Yeah. But why does that matter? Because looks are only skin deep. Yeah, well, your skin looks terrible.
Right. This is why it's all like so uncommon. Dude, and the reality of it is, right, you don't. This is one of those things like, listen, you're going to be 22 someday and you're going to be like, why didn't anybody coach me how to deal with the acne that now scarred my face, right? Like,
it has now scarred my face. Right. Exactly.
And you're like, no, I should have coached you better. That's
100%. And I feel like, you know, I feel like we didn't get a lot of this. I know my parents aren't listening, but maybe they tried. I didn't get a lot of that coaching, and I go into it harder with my kids for that exact reason to be like, well, this is, and I flop back and forth. Well, this is what it is. And you know, this is what's going to happen and we should do these things. And because you're going to like it, you're just going to like having smoother skin and not worry about that stuff, but it takes work and you have to do the work and you can't wait. Cause if you skip it, then you get it anyway. And then you can't make up for it and blah, 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 blah.
And I think we're what's the word I'm looking for? Enlightened with this stuff now. Like it was always like kind of like you didn't talk about it and then it never came up.
Yeah,
it's like
why?
Now we're like,
I don't understand.
You might want to use deodorant. I bought it for you. Or hey, you might want to shave. Here's the things you need to shave. Like there's a YouTube video if you want, or I'll help you. Like there's a, that's awesome.
The shaving is less.
I meant for my son. I was talking about my son. Like he's got this weird
mustache.
You want to like shave that? And the sisters make fun of him for it and stuff. And it's just like,
I did the same. My son shaves his. It looks the same thing. Like, it looks better until you can really like grow all of it out.
Right. Yeah.
But deodorant, I'm big on it. I'm like, you guys stink and this is fixable. So let's get the deodorant on. No, oh, come on. I just came downstairs. You stink. Like, and if you're going to wear that half shirt, then don't put any deodorant on and maybe we can counteract the effect. Cause...
Yeah, we're still working on getting a shower. You showered today? Yesterday? No? What? Get it?
You didn't catch my joke? I thought that was funny.
Wait, which one? No, missed it.
She can wear the half shirt.
Oh.
So the boys are attracted, and she no deodorant, so it pushes them away.
But that's like a weird thing. Like, I don't want my kid growing up and chewing with their mouth open. But it's like, dude, yeah, you're chewing with your mouth open again, right? It's like, that's not a thing, right? Like,
all these things are hilariously sort of I wonder about that a lot too. Like, go to another country, maybe chewing with your mouth open is a sign of prosperity.
My daughter does it, and she's like, "Well, it's easier." And I'm like, "I don't understand." I'm like, yeah." I'm just like, "No, man." And this is a rule number. It's the rule number 5. Do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them.
That makes you dislike them. I kind of like that rule, yeah. I don't think that he means chew with your mouth open.
No, but it's like, it is like all of those stupid little things, though, right? Like, if you don't have a person that knows how to take care of themselves and keep themselves clean and, you know, groomed, and there's far too many of this, I think, that we have to deal with. And I don't know.
I think I have an example of that. I kind of like rule 5 was the whole, we didn't talk about this. I meant to talk about this. Our last
12 rules
Geek Club.
Oh
no, it's Geek Club. It wasn't actually Geek Club. It was when I went to the other school's Ski Club. We went skiing Friday night. Tons of kids there, and I spent the evening being like this ski line narc. I was militant about it, because what the kids do, and I probably did this when I was a kid too. If you haven't been skiing before, getting in line for the chairlift is a big thing. Because there's 4 people on a chair and there's like 100 people in line and they spread out the lines, but there's not always 4 people that want to sit together. So you get a singles line, which is just kind of individuals that want to go up, and then a bunch of other lines. And they throw those individuals in with maybe 2 or 3 other people. And so the singles line always goes faster. Well, the kids figure this out, so they get in the singles line. So do I. Except they get in the singles line, and then they go through like the tickety gate, and then they just get back together with their friends.
No,
and they mess up the whole structure. The whole system gets kerfuffled, and they end up with like 2 people on a chair instead of 4, and they bump everybody back. I screamed at so many kids, like publicly humiliating them because they'd shift around, and it happened a couple of times, and then, you know, the Glenn kids, you know them? I'm like, nope, don't know them. And the next time around, I got in line, and I saw this group of kids, and they were talking to each other in the singles line, and I leaned up the line and said, "I know what you guys are going to do. Don't even think about it." They're like, "What?" I'm like, "You're in the singles line. There's like a price you pay for being in the singles line. It's that you ride with someone else. Don't even think about it." They're like, "We're not going to do anything." And sure enough, we go through the gate, and they all try to get back together, and I reached up, and I literally grabbed the kid in the front.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And I said, "You get back with the group that he put you with right now. Do not mess up this line." And he went back forward with the group that he was with. Because he was basically just kind of stopping and waiting for his friends to catch up, and now everyone's – it breaks everything. Yeah. Breaks everything, and everyone, "Who are you with? I don't know. Where am I going? What's going on?" And it's just
they're usually pretty good on that, though. The, like, line – person is usually
no pretty- because what at least in this chairlift, they form the lines and the guy assigns everybody to the groups, and then you go through the ticket thing, and then there's like 15 yards between the ticket thing and the chairlift, so there's a big space where they can screw things up. And they do it.
Oh, they do it after they go through the gate. Then, yeah, that's
yeah. That was
jerks.
Oh yeah, that was. Sorry, that was a long-winded I forgot why I was talking about that. My son and his friend did that once, and I witnessed it.
Oh,
they didn't go in the singles line and then shuffle around and mess up the line.
Yeah.
They got paired up with these 2 girls from another school.
Oh yeah.
And I was in front of them in another chair, sort of giggling about it. I'm like, "Oh, here you go with those girls." Well, when they got up to the gate for the chair to come,
yeah,
they just didn't go. So the 2 girls went to get on the chair.
Oh, come on.
And they waited, and I gave them I looked at them with like such anger, and then I waited for them at the top, and they got off the lift, and I just screamed at them like in front of everyone. I'm like, "Don't you ever do that again!" And they're like, "What?" And the one kid like, "You know what you did?" And the one kid's like, "I was like, guys, there's four people to a chair," and the other kid goes, "What? You but you can also fit two people on a chair. I'm gonna throw you into the woods." Like, you know, and I was angry for two reasons. One, because that's just annoying and you just bump the line back, right? And two, they totally shied away from an opportunity to chat with some girls from another school.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, that's the but they don't know how to, right? That's
thing. But so what?
Like, I know.
Throw yourself into the situation.
That's right? You and us. You and I in our 40s, well past. It's over for us.
But
the whole thing.
You can't. Like, oh goodness, so embarrassing. Like it's like they have no choice. They should have said like, "I have no choice. I have to get on the chair." You know, and then they're there. Yeah. And then they'd be like, "Hi, hi." Yeah. Whatever.
What are you doing?
And the girls went, "Hey, what school are you from?" I don't know.
Come here often.
I go to school.
Chair 25, huh?
Yeah, who cares? Like, I'm not expecting anything out of it, but goodness gracious, just
I know.
Throw yourself into the situation.
You just want them to be like, and that's totally us living through them, being like, I 100% was the same way. I was the dumbest kid, like, no idea what to do, how to talk to anybody, let alone a girl the same age as me. Like, it was, yeah.
So yeah, I coach them all the time on this stuff.
And I know. I try. Hey, you want to anything?
Okay. Pro tip on this one. Yeah. As you're coaching your son or your daughters to say things to other people, please make sure you emphasize that they never say, "My dad told me I should."
Yeah.
Because the number of times that he's done this,
yeah.
Like, okay. And then I have to be like, dude, you don't ask a girl out by saying, "My dad thinks that we should go out." It's not going to get you places.
Yeah. But the one, I know I've told the story on this, the show here from a couple years ago when this happened to me. It was cold night. It was night skiing. It was cold. A person gets on the chairlift with my son, and I had no idea how old they were. I couldn't tell because the mask, helmet. And the whole thing. And I was just like, "Oh, hi." And I just, let's make small talk. It turns out she was my son's age. And then it was just like, you just like, "Hey, oh, you go to school? What school you go to? Oh, I live in town." Right. "Oh, do you know so-and-so? I know so-and-so in town," or whatever. And then it's just
Know what to ask.
Yeah. It's just throwaway comments.
And after the sports. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I can rattle off all these questions and he just sits and stares at me.
When I got off. Yeah. We got off the chair. I was like, "See, that's all you need to do." I was intentionally
I don't know what to. Grow a sink or something.
What's your favorite trail? You here with your mom?
How long you been skiing? Right. What school you with? And is your boyfriend here? That's the best question, right?
Right. There's your boyfriend here. Yeah. Yeah, your dad around? Any friends? You just by yourself? No, I don't know. It's unfortunate. And to me, that's the thing. It's like, I'm 47 years old. I wish that I had more confidence at that time. I mean, not that I wish anything changed differently, but it's just like, I was super awkward and uncomfortable and I didn't need to be, right? And that was the problem. And I hate to see them, my kids being awkward in situations. They don't need to be my kids have a lot to offer other people and everybody doesn't really care. They just want to, hang out. So why do we have to make it all weird and just talk to each other, just be friends with you, friendly, and you'll get farther. Dude, that was some sage advice. Cue the music. Thank you for listening to our show. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at dads@dadsbeingdads.com. We're on Facebook too, /dadsbeingdadspodcast. All four words, all jammed together. Or search Dads Being Dads Podcast. You can find us. Throw us a like and some comments. And of course, iTunes. Send us a review and some sweet, sweet stars. Twitter too, but we'll have to get back on that. But you can find us.